left from yesterday. I didn't give out the handout. I figured for 2 lines, I'll say it bal peh. Dvarim Torah shebal peh, you're not allowed to read inside, right? It has to be bal peh. So the Makai in the last 2 lines, it's we're still learning the laws of the tefillah. Seder tefillas chag shavuos siman tov tzadi dalid ois hey. The last 2 lines that are invisible to you read. V'noyhagim lechol macholei cholov u'dvash. The minig on Shavuos is to eat milchiks.
Cheesecake,
blintzes. Al shem dvash v'cholov tachas lishoinech. Because the pasuk says that Torah represents cholov u'dvash. He doesn't give you all the other reasons. I actually once saw a sefer that has over 100 reasons. 100 reasons to mekayim the minig to eat milchiks on Shavuos. Like the 100 reasons, say from Ner Lemea, why there are 100 reasons why you have 8 days of Chanukah. The truth is, you only like 3-4 reasons. All the other reasons are spin-offs, splitting hairs, are for really the same 3-4 reasons. So, same when it comes to milchiks, all these other reasons there. Way out. Kabbalistic and Yanin are spin-offs of the other there. Over here, the only thing that he wants to quote over here is from Shutim is Dvash, the Cholov, the sweetness of Torah, the Oid Ramazim Yesh Alachilas Cholov. Now we come to where we're up to, page 124. Other reasons why we eat milchiks. Matsu Remez B'Torah B'Rashi Tevus Chadosh, Mincha Chadosha La Hashem B'Shavuoseichem. And that is Rashi Tevos Cholov. Mincha chadasha b'ches la medal beiz cholov. B'zem b'shoymei Rabbeinu Harama v'noi hagim lechol ma'achol lechol b'yom rishon shol shavuos v'nir li. And notice that the Rama says on the first day. Those who don't know the Rama, some have a minute on the second day. They don't know what they're doing. The first day, second day, it's the first day. The minute is the first day. V'nir li atam shu kimoy ashnei atavshilim shalokhim b'zleil pesach zecher lepesach v'zecher lechagig. On Pesach we have two tavshilim. One lepesach and one lechagiga, kein oichle ma'achol e'cholov, ve'oichle ma'achol basar, we have 1 meal basar, 1 meal milk, and why? V'tzrichim lavi imohem shtei ha'lechem ala shulchan, shudumokim ha'mizbeach, v'yesh b'ze zichron l'shtei ha'lechem, shayim ha'krivim b'yam ha'ki b'kurim, ad kan lishan, since the minig is to be on Pesach, since the carbon we bring on Pesach is the shtei ha'lechem, which is made from wheat, it's matir chodosh b'mikdash. Just like you're not allowed to eat chodosh b'gvulin in Eretz Yisrael and in America, some say, chutz li'aretz, until you bring the Omer on Pesach, in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to bring a korban from chodosh. Every korban is accompanied by a mincha. Mincha comes from flour. Not everyone knows halacha. Everyone knows concept. A very important concept, that in the Beis HaMikdash you're not allowed to bring a mincha, a meal offering, from the new crop until after Shavuos. Even though the pizza stores, after Pesach, everything is mutter, because once you bring the Omer, then there's no longer an issue of Chodosh, because everything now is mutter, once you bring the Karban. The problem of Yashin first begins, like September time, right, if I'm not mistaken? Anyone familiar with the industry, the Chodosh industry? When do people who are Nizir and Chodosh start having issues with Chodosh? September time?
After Rosh Hashanah.
After Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah, it's smooth sailing the whole summer, they have no problems. There's never an issue. Everything is not possible for things to grow so quickly from the time, from after Pesach until to get to the market, to get to the bakery, until Rosh Hashanah, really, it's that long? It's that long in today's modern world? Okay, so people who are Nizr and Chadash, after Pesach, it's smooth sailing. You go to the pizza store, everything's fine and good. But when do you start being careful? When it comes after Rosh Hashanah. Because after Rosh Hashanah, there's a possibility that... After Rosh Hashanah, there's a possibility where the grain has grown, is new grain, it's been manufactured, and it's also until Matur Chodesh. Well, in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to bring a carbon mincha until after Shavuos from the new grain. Good morning, how are you? From the new grain. Okay, let's go further. The oichel machol, and therefore the reason why we have the Arachashol says the reason why we have on the table basar and cholav is a zecher for the shtei halechem and the two loaves of bread, and that's why we have two different types of meal: basar, one meal of basar, one meal of cholav, because the bread. And what's the lumdus? What's the deeper lumdus of this minhag? When you eat bread at a meat meal, are you allowed to use that same bread at a milchdikah meal? Not so simple. If you have a fleishdikah meal and there's bread on the table, and now you want to take that same bread and use that bread for your milchdikah meal, not necessarily are you allowed to use that, because that bread may have crumbs from the basar, and now when you need to buy the cholav, you need basar the cholav. So it turns out you have to have two different loaves of bread. One loaf of bread for the basar suda, and one loaf of bread for the cholav suda. So it comes out, what's the lumness of eating the cholav according to the Ramah? It's not because we really care about eating milchiks. It's not the milchiks. It's not the dvash, the cholav tachas lishonech. That's not the issue. The issue is when you have milchiks, it forces you to have a different loaf of bread. So that result is you have two different sets of breads. Why do you want two different sets of breads? A zecher for the shtei halechem that was offered on Shavuos. Nothing to do with milk. According to the Talmud of the Aruch HaShulchan, it's because of the pasuk dvash v'cholav tachas l'sharech. According to the Ramah, we're not talking about milk. We're forcing you to have two different types of breads. Okay, next. Now we go to another time. He says, "V'yesh v'zitzchum shalachem shayu makrim b'yomakrom akal l'shoneh." Up to the gam. Okay, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines from the top. This is a minuk. It's a minuk. You have no requirement to eat to do this. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. It's a minuk. The gam. 8 lines from the top of the page. The gam ibnei shal pi matan shal pi matan toyer nisbas nis nisnasu lamala, they were elevated in spirituality. Milk, blood turns into milk. When a woman is pregnant, when a woman is nursing, she does not have a period. What happens to that blood? So I don't know what the doctors say about this. I don't know about Chazal. And their understanding is that the reason that the blood that would normally be released for part of her natural cycle is transformed into milk to feed the child. So dam, which is a koich of tuma, dam is always associated with tuma, is nepach, is transformed into milk. So therefore, we symbolically recreate this concept by eating milk on Matan Torah. Through the giving of the Torah, our contamination, which is symbolized with blood, has been transformed into milk. It's another concept that blood represents din. Blood is red. Milk is white, is rachamim. That din has been transformed into rachamim. Also to give karkoim saffron. Shekorin zapron be saffron be mahacholim v'at hafshilim b'nei shemisameach sheyesh v'yreach toiv al shem l'reach shemonecha toivim. Somehow it caused the person to get high. Okay, I don't know what they say about this today. I know about this. Anyone ever do this? To put saffron in your dishes, it has caused a good fragrance, and the fragrance brings simcha. And therefore, l'reach shemonecha toivim, to fulfill this Maimon Chazal. I never heard anyone doing this, never even heard this mentioned before. This is another minuk. V'ein l'hokal b'shuas b'nin achilas basar achar cholav, oy l'hepach yoyse michol hashana. Just because we have a minuk to eat basar b'cholav, there's no excuse to be lenient in how long you wait. If you normally wait 6 full hours, you have no. There's no difference. You have to wait 6 full hours. If you wait 5 and a half hours, 5 and a fraction, 3 hours, everyone has their minhag, there's no difference on Shavuos, you cannot be more lenient in how long you wait. Likewise, people are much more aware of this today, people are much more machmir of this today, is waiting 6 hours after eating aged cheese. Okay, Parmesan, Parmesan cheese.
6 months,
though. It has to be aged 6 months. There are cheeses today. Years ago, you never heard of this. Who ever heard of this? When I was a child, you ever heard of waiting 6 hours after cheese? Never. Never heard of such a thing. Yeah, the Gemara, but we never in practice did this. Don't ever did this. Today, we live in a very firm world. People have discovered new things. And
no, we never had such cheeses.
Just cheeses. We never did. Really, we never did. Okay, there are a lot of heavy artarium. There are. I don't remember all the details.
There is one pizza store.
Oh, there are pizza stores. Sign. They use Parmesan cheese, which has been aged for 6 months. I don't remember. Always read all the details. Once you melt it, it has to be raw. There are heterim. The cheese has to be aged 6 months. Also, how exactly is it aged? There are many leniencies in this matter. Like you just said, it has to be eaten raw. If you eat the cheese after it's been melted on a pizza, maybe the rule does not apply. You don't have to wait 6 months. If it's been eaten together with other things, 6 months. You have to wait 6 months. Well, the Gemara talks about one month. He waited 24 hours.
Right.
Okay, so you have the same exact child. You go to someone's house, they have some exotic cheesecake. That they've used cheese that's been aged 6 months.
No. Cheesecake, you don't
impossible?
Have cheese like that.
Impossible? No. You'd be surprised.
Good cheesecake.
Yeah.
Cream cheese?
No, not talking about hard cheese.
But sometimes they put on the cheesecake pieces of cheese. Sometimes they decorate the cheesecake with real cheese. You ever see that? I've seen that. They decorate the cheesecake. There's a decoration on this crust. So the crust...
Yeah, those cheeses...
Yeah.
Those are not the soft cheeses.
You don't know. You have to check with the chef.
It has to be harder.
You got to train. And today, you can never tell what they're going to serve you. Today, it's a very complicated... Especially you go to a hotel. Right, people who've come back from the hotels on Pesach and say they never knew such foods existed. Okay, they're very creative. Okay, people today are very... Well, listen, go into a bookstore. What's the best seller? The latest cookbook. Okay, our school, they sell more cookbooks than they sell chumashim. So what are they doing? Mechadesh. They're doing mechadesh, all new types of things. So you never, ever know. Bottom line over here is whatever halacha you follow the entire year, you have to maintain the same standards on Shavuos. The minog is not, in this instance, mevatel halacha. Normally, minog, what is the halacha? Minog, minog mevatel halacha, is that the Hebrew expression?
Yeah.
Minog mevatel halacha, but not on Shavuos. Shavuos, whatever your minog is, you have to maintain.
What monster cheese, American cheese?
No, monster cheese is not aged. I don't think so.
No, you can eat it.
Yes, you can eat it. Only Parmesan. What else?
And Romano.
So those are
those
cheese.
Those are the popular cheeses. There are others.
Yeah.
Those you have to watch out for.
I've never heard of it. You
have to go to pomegranate. Okay, the A. Lohakel, someone went, they interviewed someone. He said, what is the mile of pomegranate? Over here, they have all the cheeses. It's very hard. They're unique. And they are specialized in cheeses. You really want to get
certain things.
One of their big things in pomegranate is cheeses. Expensive, rare cheeses. The A Mahakel Bishus Achilas Basa Cholov Ail Hapach Lechim Choshan Kulgam Cholov Shnash Nishalab Biyam Aide in Hudi also Lachlokum Bishoyamtev also Noilat. Okay, it's not like us, but if you milk a cow, you live on a farm, and you milk the cow, if the guy milks the cow, you're not allowed to drink the milk, because the milk is muksa. The milk is noilat, came into existence on Yom Tov. Today it's a very big problem. Eretz Yisrael, all the farms are owned by Jews. How do they do this? They have machines. They have machines to how exactly they go about milking the cow. It should not be tzar bali chayim. Oisvav. Because we should not give l'shtoyach asad b'shavuos b'beis hakneset. We have a minute to go and spread out grass. It doesn't say flowers. For some reason, it has become this fit to put flowers. Grass is hakneset v'abotim zecher l'simchas v'atim Torah. A zecher for the simcha. So you put out the grass erev Shabbos. Kihem muksa v'yosel talklam b'Shabbos. Flowers are not muksa. Grass is muksa. Okay, you have a flower pot. You're allowed to move flowers on Shabbos. It's not muksa. It says first halacha, and you're not even allowed to add water. You're allowed to even add water to the flowers on Shabbos. It's not muksa.
But
on Yom Tov, Shabbos also. I don't think it's muksa.
You do that.
It's not muksa. We're not allowed to add water.
You do that.
You're not allowed to add water on Shabbos.
You do that with
flowers.
You can put it back in water, but you're not allowed to add more water.
On Yom Tov.
Not because you can add water.
What's the difference?
Well, you do that with a logo.
Well, because...
I don't know.
Okay, I remember hearing young kid, there's no issue, but grass, this is something that's not no good because we don't do this, but grass is muksa. Grass is not like flowers. Flowers has a purpose. Flowers has a purpose, and as a yoifi, it's beautiful, so therefore you move around. Grass is seemingly is not. Grass is, has no purpose.
You can move flowers?
I believe so. Yeah, you go to a table. You go to
grass.
A suda and they have flowers on the table. They want to set up the table. They want to move the table, so you can do it yourself. You don't have to have a guy come and move the flowers for you.
Why do they always say muksa?
Flowers are muksa. I have to go look it up.
Who's they?
Go Belinda. You can probably Google it. Okay, Belinda. Remind me. I'll look it up. Belinda. I'll go look it up. I have the muksa books at home. I have a collection of muksa books at home. You probably can Google it. They'll probably tell you right away all the shittas and flowers, muksa and Shabbos. Okay, let's go further. So, Asar. Okay. Also, the standards because shnagim l'shtoyach asad b'shabos b'beisak neses v'abotim zeichu l'simcha smatn toira. Okay, zecha for the simcha. What's the simcha? There should be grass. Why is that called the simcha? I guess it reminds us that the mountain was full of growth. The mountain grew. V'imchal b'yavav shalom v'yavav shabbos k'yem muksa v'yosel v'hadlam b'shabbos. So it says that the grass is muksa. V'yamtev v'akshen ruim l'machal b'hemo when it's not fit for consumption. V'amnam imchit shavalei me'yav shabbos v'yav yam b'vidav kavar even grass, it says, like throwing stones at people on Shabbos. If you prepare the stones before Shabbos, they're not muksa. Stamans had to go walk in the street on Shabbos and pick up a stone and throw it on Shabbos. Shabbos. That's awesome. You're not allowed to throw stones at people who are driving on Shabbos in Yerushalayim because stones are muksa. But if you're making the stones,
you prepare
the stones before Shabbos, it's mutter. They claim they were making all the stones before Shabbos. Impossible. So therefore, if you prepare the grass... If you prepare the grass, in chishav leir Shabbos, you have to yesh latik mashakotim v'simin shenches. V'yesh nagul lahamid aylonos. Some are meant to put trees in the base like neses. In other words, not grass to put like trees, literally like small bushes, whatever. Amdam b'dorois shelafaneinu bitlu haylonos v'asav mitam sheyedu hagedolim v'shevedar. The gedolim know what the reason is. Lo sita eight zel mizbach Hashem lokecha. There are no plants. There are no plants in Iran, no trees in the Beis Hamikdash. Why are there no trees in the Beis Hamikdash? On the Temple Mount, you're now allowed to plant trees. Because Asherah. It's a gzeira, because Asherah, because they worship, that was one of the...
Kolates.
So you're not allowed to have, there's a whole, in the real of the Shaila, even like let's say planting outside of the Beis HaKnes, Halach, it's 100% mutter. But people, they ask the question, why are shuls allowed to have a gardener to plant bushes and trees on the lawn or outside the Beis HaKnesses? Why don't we follow the spirit of the halacha, lo sita lecha eitz, kol eitz? So the answer, and the Beis HaKnesses is a mikdash me'at. So there are answers. The answer is a very good question. It's the spirit of the halacha. You should completely distance any tree from the Beis HaKnesses. The answers are that's inside the Beis HaKnesses. The outside on the lawn, that's like outside, that's the Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim a lot of trees. It's not mamish inside the Beis HaKnesses. But there is such a concept, I think it's an extension. Well, that came first. Who came first, the chicken or the egg? They came first. So then you have the shiloh of cutting it down. But over here it doesn't mean to plant. Over here it means to bring in a flower pot. No, so we do. No, so it says I don't know. I don't know the bottom line. He writes here, the yesh. Look what he writes over here. Yesh nohagu lahamid ilanois. There is a minute to bring in a tree into the Beis HaKnesses on Shavuos, a zecher for the Har Sinai. Omnam, he writes here, bedoros shelefanenu bitlu hoylonos vehoasavim. We do not find people bringing in trees and bushes into the Beis HaKnesses, vehoasavim grass. Mitamim sheyedu hagedolim b'shevedar, for the reasons that are known to the gedolim. He does not tell us what these reasons are. However, now today, what is the minhag today? Today, the minhag, the common minhag is flowers. That is what has become very common among us today. Not grass, not trees, but to have flowers.
They have branches also.
Some places they have branches.
Used to be a bit meblish. An Avnia El that had a tree in the
middle. A tree for Shavuos. Oh no, you're talking about Landau. You're talking about Landau.
The Landau, yes.
Had a tree because there was a temporary location, there was a tree there, and the Yehuda HaChosid is very makbid not to cut down a tree. Oy Zion.
Halacha
is a fruit tree, but Litzarach mitzvah, or we are mutter. Litzarach mitzvah, they could have found 100 hectares to cut down the tree.
The owner of the property leased the land only that they should not destroy the tree.
He didn't have to do that. There was no need to do that. According to the letter of the law, it was mutter to cut down the fruit tree.
No, but he wanted
to be machmir midin Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. According to halacha, for a Beis HaKnesses, it's mutter to cut down a tree. It was a very big inconvenience to come into the shul to see a tree there. Don't tell me what it took up space. It's 100% mutter. There's a chumrah, Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. Even when halacha allows you to cut down a tree for 100 reasons, still you shouldn't do it. You still should not do it. And those are Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. So it's not halacha; it was a chumrah, Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. Zayin. Also, the sanis mevatzay chag shuas v'chol eschuchag. You're not allowed to fast. Mitzoy Shavuos and Ishuchag, the Ein Lasanis, the Ein Omer Motachni, don't say Tachnun, Ella, the Ishuchag, Shavuos, Chom Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, please, can we try to have a little decorum? Ella, the Ishuchag, Shavuos, Chom Yosef. There are three Ishuchags. Ishuchag of, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. The only real Ishuchag is Shavuos. That's the real. The other Ishuchags are not really Ishuchags. They are just. They're knockoffs from the real Ishuchag of Shavuos. Why? Because you have 7 days to bring your korbanos.
Right.
So it's called the Yom Tovayach. That explains the Ishuchag Shavuos Chomor Yoiser Mishom. The Keshechalat Tzeres B'Shabbos in a situation when a Shavuos Chal on Shabbos. Hoyachal Yom Tovayach Korbanos Shal Yom Tov Achar Shabbos B'Nei She'enim Doichin Es Hashabbos. When you come, you chayes be oyle l'regel 3 times a year. When you oyle l'regel, you bring 2 korbanos, a korban oyle and a korban chagiga. Are you allowed to bring these korbanos on Yom Tov? Yes,
but
not on Shabbos. Not on Shabbos. So therefore, when will you bring these korbanos? On the day after Shabbos, which is the Ishruchag. So therefore, it was called the Yom Tovayach. Doichenes Hashabbos Anoshim Mutaros. Therefore, that's why it's Iker Day. And that's why it's a Yom Tov. The day that you bring a carbon, it is called a Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov, and that's why, since due to the years when Shavuos Shchal v'Shabbos, it was the Yom Tov. And male, it's a Yom Tov in all of the years as well. The Hanashim Mutaris Malacha Bishruchag. The Kol Shekein Hanashim, you're allowed to do Malacha. The Ein Oimim Tachnun. The only thing you don't do is that you're not allowed to fast. There are no Hespedim, and you do not. We say Tachnon min Rosh Chodesh Sivan ad Achar Ishruchag until after Ishruchag. So that's basically 8 days. In Chutzar, it's going to be 9 days. Because
we don't say 2 weeks.
They don't do the whole week because it's Hashlama. 7 days. You have 7 days to bring your korbanos. So therefore, they don't do it for 6 days following Shavuos, and then it's Sfeika D'Yoma. They'll give you 7 days. Different than Minhagim.
They made the calendar. The first day Shavuos can never be Shabbos.
Right. The first day Shavuos can never be Shabbos. So it's really not. It's not okay. Whatever it is, the Einayim Tachnun Rosh Chodesh Sivan Al Achar Ashuchag Lefishu Rosh Chodesh Vada Einayim Tachnun. The Gimel, then after Rosh Chodesh, we have the 3 days Shloish Mehagbala. The Gimel Yom Kodesh Shavuos Have Shlosh Mehagbala Shal Matan Torah. The Heim Yimei Simcha. Why the Yimei Simcha? I don't know. The 3 days of preparation in preparation for Shavuos are called Yimei Simcha. And the Torah.
You're about to be
Mekabel Torah. So why? That's enough. Erev Shabbos. You don't have 3 days of Hagbala for Pesach. So why 3 days of Hagbala for Matan Torah? The Torah says, we magbil the mountain, they should make barriers in the mountain. This instruction was given to Klal Yisrael 3 days in advance. Now what about the day in between? So now we have a problem. We have Rosh Chodesh, is day one. Day three is the first, 3, 4, 5. That's the Shloish Hagbala. So what about day two? Day two has nothing special. It's not Rosh Chodesh and it's not the Shlosh Me'agbola. So L'chayra you should be able to do to say Tachn test. It's the Yom HaMiyuchas. What's the Yichus? It has no Yichus.
HaMiyuchas means that Yom Kippur falls on the same day of week.
As the Yom Yichus.
As you have the Pilot of Musaf.
The Pilot of Musaf? Say that?
Yom Kippur HaMiyuchas.
Aha, I didn't know that. So they have the same day of the week, the Yom HaMiyuchas. So he explains, what he explains, Lefi, so he says, V'meila gam ha-yom shebein v'shchodesh l'bein l'bein v'yresh l'shoyim yagbola, gam kei nechlal b'simcha. Why? It's swallowed up. If the day before is a holiday, and the after is a holiday, the nail of the day in the middle is also a holiday. That's the way it goes. If you're sandwiched on both sides with celebration, the nela, the day in between, it's egin yichus. It's egin yichus. That's why it's called, it's like a lashon sage nor. It has no yichus, the day in between. So we give a yichus by calling it the yoyim hamiyuchus. That's one of the common reasons. The oid, another answer, the be'oisa yom amal lechem oishel lekacham, the day, on that day, the second day of Sivan, the Torah's day, when Hashem told Moshe, lekacham, that you should sanctify the people. So when Hashem says that Klal Yisrael should be sanctified, this is the greatest yichus, the greatest yom tov, that Hashem wants to be holy. Or regilim lekroisa yom hamayuchus mipnei zeh. The Yom Ibnei should be Yom is a third reason, like you said, twice. Chal Yom HaKippurim. It's a polite reminder that Yom HaKippurim is just around the corner. Don't eat too much cheesecake. You have to get ready for Yom Kippur.
The same day of the week. Yom Kippur will be on Shabbos.
That's what it is. So he brings down Sach HaKol three reasons for Yom HaMiyuchas. It's sandwiched. It's sandwiched in between these 2 days. It is the day when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that you should sanctify. Okay, the second time you should sanctify, and it's the same day as Yom Kippur. B'siyat Shmaya Sola Kilcha. Especially, we only did touch the teeny fraction. Okay, now I have another handout. We'll just start another handout. Okay, I skipped around. Now in the Aruch HaShulchan, Shulchan Aruch goes to the laws of Yom Tov. A lot. Okay. Now the laws of Yom Tov are very. There are a lot of laws of Yom Tov, and a lot of them are not really nogea for us halacha lemaisa. The very limited time that we have to learn halacha, and a lot of it is about food preparation, things that we don't how to do shchita, how to do melicha on Yom Tov. A lot of things that we anyway do not do are not nogea us halacha lemaisa. If I try to skip around, try to find something that's a little bit more relevant to us. So I selected Tov Kuf Yud Ches, Dini Chayitza Merishus to Rishus B'Yomtif, the laws of carrying on Yomtif. Might not be Nogea for everyone, because some people use the Eruv, so for them there's really no difference, but for those who do not, even for those who do, it's interesting to understand the distinction between the laws of Chayitza on Shabbos and the laws of Chayitza on Yomtif. It's very interesting. Kvar Nisbaya, because on page 63, Kvar nispar b'simen tov tzadi hei d'loitza aminu mitoich shutur l'tzorich oichel nefesh shutur nami shlo l'tzorich. Okay, they have this principle. The principle is that you're allowed to do things in honor and in preparation for food. It's very complicated what exactly you can do for food, what you cannot do for food. And even what you can do for food, we have a principle, once you can do it for food, you can do it for other things as well. That's a very incredible concept. If I'm allowed to carry, I'm allowed to eat, ach, what does the pasuk say? Whatever is needed for food is mutter. So once you can carry for food, I'm allowed to transport meat from one location to another location through a rishus saram, rishus to the yachid. I can also carry on Shabbos my siddur. I want to take my machzor. I want to carry my machzor to shul. I want to go carry a child. I want to go push a baby carriage. I want to do these things on Yom Tov. It's also mutter. So what exactly are the guidelines? So hotu nami shloim l'tzerch v'taima shaldava be'ar nusham b'sif dalit b'siat d'shnaya. We explained there. Whatever the reasons are, we're not doing that. U'lechein yif b'yitzol loy nachtinon ki b'chol melechas Yom Tov le'aser davar shiyoch la'asoysa me'ar Yom Tov k'mashukas v'ramah. When it comes to laws of yitzol, we do not categorically prohibit something that could have been done Erev Yom Tov. I could have brought my machzor to shul Erev Yom Tov. I could have done it. But I didn't. So maybe you would argue that no, so on Yom Tov you have no right to carry your machzor to shul. We don't say that. We do not categorically prohibit things that could have been done before Yom Tov. L'ezer davar sheyochol la'asosim Rav Yom Tov, k'ma shekasa b'Rambam perek aleph din vav, v'zeh l'shonai, u'mizeh hatam, for this reason, lo'y osru hoitzo di Yom Tov. It is permitted. V'af al pi shekol hoitzo hi melocha she'efshu la'asosim erev Yom Tov. Every time you have hoitzo, I guess he's saying every time you could have done it before Yom Tov, v'lomo lo'y osru, why? Why did Chazal not restrict people? So it's incredible what he writes here. Kidei laharbois besimcha, besimchas yomtiv, v'yoylich v'yavi koma sheyirtze, v'yashlim chafetz, v'yashlim chafetzav, you do whatever you desire, lo yeh kamo sheyodav asuos, you everything that is forbidden, ad kan l'shayna. An incredible yisoid is in order to be marbe in simchas yomtov. That's why Chazal did not place any restriction whatsoever on the laws of carrying. A lot of the laws that you're not allowed to do, if I could have done it before Yom Tov, I'm not allowed to do it on Yom Tov, it's only Midr Rabbanan. Midr Minatoya, a lot of these things would have been Mutter, Gzuntai. Chazal, when it comes to food preparation, which we're not learning, there's so many halachas, like an encyclopedia, all the halachas of what you are, what you can do and you can't do in food preparation for Yom Tov, because you could have done before Yom Tov, it's very complex. But when it comes to Eitzor, Chazal did not impose any restriction whatsoever because they want to be marbe in Simchas Yom Tov. People are, okay, and it's very true. Yeah, you see that. You see how beautiful it is on Yom Tov after davening is over. All the families come, shul, and you see walking the street, everyone's walking with their families and the babies and the carriages and strolling and so on and so forth. You don't see that on Shabbos. Okay, most people use in this community they don't use the Erev, so you're not going to have it on Shabbos. When you're able to carry with no restriction, it's marbe in Simcha Shabbos. Oy space. Vine l'shutos Rashi amina mitoch shutos l'hot hoitzol l'tzorich chutu nami shlo l'tzorich. Hayinu afilu beloy tzorich klal. Rashi goes so far to say with no reason whatsoever. B'chei masham leharam v'dvarim sh'oshu b'gemar perishu hatam. Anything which we find in the Gemara that says us, that's because of muksa. It's not because of carrying. People who carry poles with tilted slumos carrying ladders. If you're allowed to carry, no matter what, why can you carry a ladder on Shabbos? Why can you carry poles on Shabbos? Nothing to do with carrying. It's muksa. Ayin sham. They disagree. There must be a partial need. It's not for your needs. I want to take the baby to shul for the bris milah. The sefer Torah likra ispo. V'lulav lahoid lotze ispo. Mutu chashem shemutu lahoitzi meikach. Mutu lahachaziro. You're allowed to return it. V'chein im tzorach lelach lebeis haknesses. Ei tzorach letal besimchas yomtif. Ve'in yochol lahaniach katan lebay beis yachidi. Yochol lahoitzi imo. You're allowed to take the baby with you. V'chein mafteach shesogabay ahoichlim. Sheyori lahaniach lebayis. The keys that you lock up the food. Yochol licha imo, you're allowed to take it with you. V'chein kol tzorchei tachshid yochol hoitzi kdei liskashid bo b'yomtif. You're allowed to wear different forms of jewelry which may ordinarily be carrying. You're allowed to take these things on Shabbos. What would be an example if you bring a sfor tfachim, a real porcelain hat? Sfor tfachim, they have such hats like that, I've seen. So it's carrying. Right? No, it's oil, and that's not carrying. It's a child. No, it's not carrying. Because the word before Shabbos
is oil.
No, oil. It's oil. An umbrella. An umbrella. You're not allowed to open. Why can't an umbrella? You're only not allowed to open an umbrella on Shabbos.
No.
Right? You're not allowed to open an umbrella on Shabbos. The umbrella's already open. Are you allowed to, if you have an Erev, technically speaking, as long as you don't close the umbrella, don't open the umbrella, you can use it. No one does. No one would dare do it to him. It's not accepted. It's not our sign. Where are you going to put it? Where are you
going to put it?
People are going to forget. You're going to come. What are you going to do with the umbrella? You're going to come to shul. What are you going to do with the umbrella? Where are you going to put it? Outside in the street? They have 1,000 umbrellas outside in the street. Can you imagine what the goyim are going to say? They're going to pass the shul. How come everyone can't close their umbrella? Right?
You have some people using umbrellas for shade, right?
Yeah.
You have in the backyard. So a lot of people, they leave the umbrella on the table open.
Open, okay.
So and they can open it. There's no partially open.
That's why the umbrella on those tables partially open on Shabbos. Whatever it is. Aval davar she'ein bo yitzarach achila v'leitzarach tachshit kegoyin mafteach she'soig ba'achilim kiyetze bo she'ein bo yitzarach klal also lo'isi b'yamtiv al kalashoynei. The two writes, he holds v'shit it must be yitzarach ketzas. There's no tzarach ketzas water. Also al kalashoynei v'davar zeh she'en she'mafteach shol kelim also mafush v'yushan perik aleph halacha zayin ayin shan. V'harash hevi teshuvas ha'goyinim b'perik aleph the ha'yitzar shol yitzarach achila v'shol yitzarach tachshit kegoyin Oitzen sheyoytzes b'mafteches keshuas b'izoyrehen on their belts shaloi kedin heim oisem v'osu lasoys kein v'zaser v'chein pasku halacha b'shtei yeshivas ad kalashoyne lufi ze yesh l'tumay al rabinu harma shakasa v'sif alv d'kelim hatshichem loy l'ktsas oy shemisyoy shaloi yignivu ushar p'sei d'mut ad kalashoyne v'eich hite b'shaloi yignivu. How can we matter when it's not going to be stolen? The Harei Yishalmi Vagoyim Oishim Lisa Mafteich Shokelim Mekvar Tamo Olav Bezeh, and they all question the Ramah. So basically, so far we're saying over here is that we have Machlokes HaPoskim. If you need a Tzorech Kitzas, Roiv Rishonim Hol, you do need Tzorech Kitzas. Therefore, it's a Tania on the Ramah who's Mekel and allows you to carry even when you have no Tzorech whatsoever. There's no fear of Geneva. You're in a situation where no one's going to steal it. I still feel comfortable carrying my keys with me on Shabbos. I like it. I like it on Yom Tov. I like always to carry my keys. I can leave my keys at home in the drawer. No one's going to steal it. But you know, the whole week, I like if I don't have my keys, you don't have your wallet on with you. Like you feel like you're naked if you don't have your wallet on you. So some people, their keys are the same thing. They won't have the keys if it's Yom Tov. So let me at least carry my keys. The Ramah says it's mutter. So it's shocking. Why is it mutter? There has to be a tzarech ketzas. Ach lehepuch yeshus lehis balei. We can say the opposite. It's a wonder. Kevon d'amrin b'hoitzah mitoch shuv mitoch v'rak bin mitzarech tzas lama ein zek tzarech tzas kishem misyare shelo yignevu. If you're afraid that it should not be stolen, that should be enough. You know, no, either you're afraid that would be enough. V'zesh amu ha'goinim b'kol shem mitzarech achil mitzarech tasha also minolei loymerkin. How do they know this? V'al v'od kasheli mitoy sefta detanya. Omar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Moedim Beishan Beisilul Shem Moelichim Kelim Meleim Letzach Reikonim Lemaloisam. You can take Kelim Meleim in order for the empty ones to fill them up. Alma Nechluku Al Reikonim Shaloi Letzach. If you don't need to take the Reikonim at all, Shem Beisham Oishim Beisil Matirim Ad Kal Hashem Tekeim Shem Beisil Matirim Reikonim Shal Letzach. It's Beferish in the Tosefta that Beisilul is matter to carry Kelim Afilu Shaloi Letzach Klal. So therefore, we have a very strong precedent that you should be mutter. When he the noimad the hakavon the shiyesh b'ktsas, you'll go and you'll tell me when it says that you want to take the kelim the reikonim, it has to be there is a tzarech ktsas. Vivadai lav tzarech achila, it's not for eating. The behol lepligi b'shamay the bein b'sham would agree there will be mutter. Elavani b'chay gavn the kmos shelo yignevu. In an example situation where you're afraid that something may be stolen, that should be sufficient. Or inyan acher shein tzarech achila v'tachshiv vivadai l'shach the kelim. So what's the bottom line? He's presented back and forth, different opinions when it comes to carrying on Yom Tov. Do you need to have it tzorech? If it's for achila or it's a takshit, it's a given that it's mutter. If it's not l'tzorech achila, it's not l'tzorech takshit, and it's only because you're afraid that it should not get stolen, is that enough? It's mutter. And if any need whatsoever is coming to pass on Chashuk the Ramah, the Yerushalmi, the Hagoyim, Ein Seitzim, Devar Dine Yedua, the Yerushalmi, Seitzim, Halei Chari Pam Al Divrei Tosefta, the Yerushalmi follows the Tosefta, and since the Tosefta concludes like Beis Hillel, the Tosefta Shem Tanya Yotzedim Mevatech Shebe Etzbaoi, you can go out with the key in your hand, the Rishus Sarami Ein Choishesh, the Yesh Lohav and Lama Loy Lama Shebe Etzba on your fingers. The af agav shenoisa beetzbao. We are called. Even everyone sees it. We call makom ein zeku uvdo dechol. It's not like you're doing it during the weekday. We alze omar yushalmi. The dafka b'mavteach shel oichlim. Yish only v'loy b'mavteach shel kelim. Kolayma lav nishum etzem hoytzah. The zem mutter im choishesh lehanichay bebeisay mitam gineva. Choyetze bezeh elah isol lisa b'yodim b'varhesi bezeh kuv l'chol l'haroyim v'raya mirushalmi shom d'parach v'harav yavo yosem m'mastim m'mafteichot d'paltrin b'yodah. He had the key to the kitchen in his hands, of the palace in his hands, and mutaris d'oichl d'oichlin ha'yusham ayin sham v'omar v'oimer d'rebi avu'ah havin nokin m'mafteich b'yodah Because uvda dechoil, the gam diri agoyin and morin came shakas of the eisen shayit shliotzos b'mabtechos kashuas be'ezoy rehen. Dich shaloi kedin heimaisen. If it's in their belts, it's shaloi kalacha. Dich pidu al mash kashuas be'ezoy rehen. Shakol roin when you carry it in your belt and it's uvda dechoil. V'havi uvda dechoil l'fi ze osi shaper tasef the kelim reikonim the beisil matir lisoy samafil befarhesya. Avu ein kavdasa l'malosan el l'tzoch achem bichol mokom ein zuvda dechoil. The Roy Yomer Shakavanosa Lemalaysam, you coming to fill it up, a Havi Tsarch Yamdel Remutal, if you said, Dorevay Mirama, Shirin de Kayamin, everything fits into place. So basically, so over here is as follows is, he's saying over here is that we can reconcile all of the Mamore Chazal. When we find the Chazal with Machmer not to carry keys or not to do things, the issue is not the carrying. The issue is the prohibition, the Zilzul of Yamdel of Uvdo de Choyl. That's where we find Chazal coming to the Machmer. But as far as the issue of Chaitzah, then the Iker is like the Tosef, the Iker is like all the other Rishonim that say as long as you have a Tzorech Kitzas, even if the Tzorech is not L'Tzorech Achila, it's not L'Tzorech Malbush, Tachshit, it's the Tzorech, you have just your own need, you have a special reason why you want to carry this item on Shabbos, it's not for food, it's not for your clothing, and provided you're not carrying it in a way that you would normally ordinarily do during the weekday, it should not be a zilzul of Shabbos. In those examples, you're carrying the key in your hand. That's the way you do it during the week. You carry a key in your belt. That's uvda dechol zilzul. But the carrying element, that's not an issue. Therefore, the case of the kelim reikonim, there was no zilzul dechol. People think you need the utensils for food, and even though you don't need it for food, you need it for another reason. It's good enough because you are indeed allowed to carry. So the bottom line over here is it comes out to be very makel. You're allowed to carry on Yom Tov whatever you want, backwards and forwards, as long as you have a purpose. But if you have absolutely no purpose, then indeed it seems to be said that you are not allowed to carry on Yom Tov. The very big shah will do well. There's a whole page on this. There's another 2 pages on this. In fact, I'll give you 1 page. But we'll stop over here. I'm going to talk about Pesach Sheni. But the very big issue, which we'll talk about, the issue is if you have a key, you have a keychain. Okay, a keychain, and you have a lot of keys. Today, no one has keys anymore. I used to have a whole thing of keys for everything you could possibly imagine. I must have 20 keys carried around my whole life. Now I don't have any keys. Everything is a combination. Everything is a combination. Who goes around with keys anymore? You used to see everyone. Who didn't walk around with keys?
I do.
You still walk around with keys? Keys, you take people having a chain on their belt. Today, it's a combination. Everyone's combination. It disappears. Keys disappear. But let's say you have on your keychain keys that you don't need. I need to go home. I need 3 keys to get home. Okay, 2 keys, 1 key. And my keychain has 20 keys. Am I allowed to carry on Yom Tov the entire keychain? So this is always a big shaila in the Paiskin. If you have to remove only the keys you want that you need on Yom Tov, or do we say that since it's all connected to the keychain, it's all one goof, it's all one item. So since you can carry 1 or 2 keys that you need to open the door, the mele, you can carry with you the entire keychain. Some Paiskim say it's mutter. It's all one chevsa. Some Paiskim say all those other keys are shaloy l'tzorech. There's not even a ketzas tzorech why you should need to carry with you the other 20 keys on the keychain. So in Yom Tov, if you have to take off just the keys that you want. Some will tell you, if I take off the keys, I'm going to lose it. I need it for my peace of mind. I'm scatterbrained. Even in those days, people were scatterbrained. Now, I'm going to take off these 2-3 keys. When Yom Tov is over, where did I put the keys? And these keys are over here, these keys are over there. I got to connect the whole keychain back together. I just need for my Yishuv Hadas, everything should be in the same place. Once I need these 2 keys, so let me already carry the entire keychain. So some Paiskim said that's like Shlo Yignevu, should not get stolen, should not get lost, same exact concept. So you can take the whole keychain with you, it's no problem whatsoever. You need to have, the person is entitled. It's an entitlement, not a privilege, to have in this world Yishuv Hadas. Even though technically you can do things in a way which are more precise and more, you can optimize your life to eliminate waste, right? Think about all the ways you can eliminate. I don't have to buy two tissue boxes. I can buy 1 tissue box. I can optimize the tissues, right? To minimize waste. can save the environment.
Reuse.
Right?
Reuse them.
What? you can always. So, do Chazal require you to do that on Yom Tov? So many Paiskim say absolutely not. You are entitled. Yeah. It's an entitlement to have Yishuv Hadas. And part of Yishuv Hadas is waste. Is waste. So you can carry the whole keychain. Some say no. You have to follow halacha. You have to go the extra step. Halacha is halacha. You're not going to carry shalot tzarch. You're mezal from the halacha. This is a debate. A debate in the Paiskei Hadar. Okay, we'll stop here, take a short break, and we'll talk about Pesach Sheni.
Does anyone drink wine?
You know what? There's an issue.
Yeah.
Going from, like, let's say, families going walking from Borough Park to Flatbush. I can say, day one, they're by one set of pants. Day two, now they want to shut up and get pajamas, whatever they need for the next day.
That's a problem. It's a problem. So you gotta use those things during the day itself. When you arrive there, you put it on for 5 minutes.
What is the wine for? Company at your time?
Pesach Sheni. Dal the Kaisers. Dal the Kaisers. Hachana, take it home early.
No one's drinking. I say Jews don't drink. I don't know.